Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's time to Ask the AD with Georgia Tech Athletic Director Todd Stansberry.
All right, the gentleman is kind enough to join us weekly. He's the athletic director for Georgia Tech. He's Todd Stansberry with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Todd, I guess I would ask you how you were doing, but I kind of know the answer. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, the job, you know, there's some great times and there's some rough times. And I always give you credit for always coming on with us and always being available to your fans. So let's start there. After a disappointing football season, we saw the letter. Georgia Tech fans saw the letter. And I guess I'll start with this. Are you surprised with how much negative reaction you got to your letter, specifically when progress was brought up again and talking about close games and how many chances you had in close games? How surprised were you by that reaction?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, I get the frustration. I get the anger. I get all of the, you know, the heartburn and you know, and it was painful. And so I totally understand how our fans feel. And so I would say I'm not surprised by the, you know, by the reaction. But at the same time, I felt it was important that I got the message out there of what we were doing and why we were doing it.
Do you regret using progress, though? Because close games to people would indicate we're happy being close. I mean, I could push back on the other side of close games might have something to do with coaching or why were you down in all those games. Do you have any regrets about using progress?
I do not, because, you know, what you're really looking at when you start to analyze the season and where you are and the fact that you're, you know, you got four losses with one score, they were basically one score losses. You know, in the analysis, you're trying to go, okay, what do I got to do to narrow that gap, both offensively, defensively, special teams, knowing that I've got four there, I got another two losses that are, you know, 11 or less points. And so, I mean, as you start to deconstruct the, you know, the program, the season, you know, where could I've gotten more wins? That's just all part of it. And as you go through that, you see where there is progress and where there is areas that, you know what, I pick up some points on, you know, this side of the ball, that side of the ball, and all of a sudden we are looking at a totally different situation.
Todd, I don't mean for this to sound, you know, curt or brusque, but this does not look like the end of a coach's third season. It honestly looks like if we were introducing a new coach right now, I think the assessment would be, hey, folks, look at the program. This is going to take a minute. And this is not where Jeff Collins is not at a place in my mind where, hey, it's going to take a minute. Like, it's already been three seasons. And so that's my frustration, and I'm not even a Tech alum.
Yeah, well, I see what you're saying, and I feel like, you know, I get the, you know, the let's burn the house down, but as you're building a house, you're building the blocks, and it starts with recruiting. It starts with developing your student athletes. We're in that process. And as we look at, you know, having another very, very strong recruiting class. So as we kind of look at the overall program, we're not just looking at the front of the house. We're looking at the back of the house too, in every area. And since much of what we have to do with young players is develop them while that we're here. So what do we got to do there as well to make sure that we're running on all cylinders and giving our coaches and our student athletes every opportunity to compete at the highest level, which is what we're asking them to do.
Todd Stansberry, Georgia Tech Athletic Director with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Todd, on the coaching staff changes on Jeff's staff, are those solely his decisions, or do you guys have a discussion and you weigh in on some of that collectively?
No, it's, you know, when it comes to Jeff's staff, he's the one making those decisions. He's the one that's looking at every film of every game multiple times. And as we see breakdowns or areas that we have to get better, he's the person in the best position to make those decisions.
All right, Todd, let's talk hoops a little bit. Winners of five straight, and it's kind of like my cousin Vinny. The whole team got the flu. Michael DeVoe, though, he looks like he can get whatever he wants all season. He looks like a grown man playing against kids.
Well, and I get, hey, you know when we talk about getting old and stay old?
That's DeVoe.
DeVoe and this basketball team is a great example of what we're talking about in developing players when we got them. And you look at where Michael DeVoe is right now and, you know, give him an IV, give him some fluids and get him out there and look what he does.
Todd, I apologize. I want to circle back a couple of more thoughts on the football stuff for a second. How concerned are you with the last two performances looking the way they did, affecting what happens in the transfer portal with kids leaving you and the same thing with recruiting?
You know, obviously, having those two games back-to-back at the end of the season, not where we wanted to be and very, very painful. You are looking at two teams, obviously. They're two of the best teams in the country. So as far as how that affects us, it's really important now that we get with our players, that we get to work, and that, you know, given that we have so many young players, you know, one of the things that the COVID extra year did was it gave teams that were already developed a year to even get older. And I think that was pretty apparent when we went up to Notre Dame and they had, what, 44 players and recognized on senior day. And that was a pretty good team to begin with, and they got older. And so I think it's just really important that, you know, we get with our players, we make sure that we turn the page, and we focus on what do we got to do to get better. But, not the way you want to end a season, that's for sure.
Last one on the football stuff and then something on the ACC network. If you were just solely evaluating your head coach, and I don't know how you do it internally, maybe it's a pros and cons, it's a letter grade, hell, I don't know. How would you evaluate the job Jeff solely did this season?
I would say if you're going to take everything into account, the recruiting, the classes he's put together, I think you're going to have to look at every aspect of the program. And so in the building of a program, part of it is getting the Jimmies and the Joes, where I'd give them extremely high marks and being able to put the kind of classes he's put together back to back. Obviously, results on the field, we definitely need some work there. But I think as you look at the evolution of the program, the maturity of the program, there are just certain aspects where I think, you know, we've done really, really well. But obviously, at the end of the day, we got to win some games.
Todd, what is the tangible effect for you guys having the ACC network finally in agreement with Xfinity and Comcast? What does that mean for you specifically?
Well, it's huge. Obviously, here in the Atlanta area, with being such a huge Comcast town, that'll at least be one email I'll be able to check off my list going forward. And then, of course, there's some serious financial implications to us as well.
Well, again, I say this to you on the front side and the back side. You've never ducked us. I know it's not the most pleasant time, but the fans appreciate it, and I know we do as well. So thanks for always being so candid, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
There's Todd Stansberry, Georgia Tech Athletic Director with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomcloset.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.